My name is Angelina, and I have to tell you a story that you may not like. It all started when I started school. My friends at school were quite popular, so when I hung out with them, I became popular too. I was always one of the prettiest girls, so you could say I had a lot of secret admirers. The problem was that one of those secret admirers wanted to kill me. I started getting letters from some guy named Mr. B. The letters were horrible. He said he was going to disembowel me while I was sleeping, that he was going to amputate all my limbs and put them on the flag of the university, and all for no reason other than he thought it was funny. I decided to ignore him. I'm sure he was a jealous kid who didn't have a life. Anyway, one Saturday night I was going out with my friends, and my roommate was going to stay and study because she was a total nerd, but I still loved her. She was like my sister. When I got to the club, I spent a few minutes dancing with my friends, but I quickly ran into the cutest guy in the whole club. He had light eyes and blonde hair, and was clearly looking at me. The guy approached me and invited me to have a drink. I must admit that my fantasy only lasted a few seconds. He had a macabre smile and his eyes were frozen on me. I spoke to him to get out of the awkward situation, and I admit it was the worst thing I could have done.
So, what's your name?
My name's Brad, but you can call me Mr. B. You don't need to tell me your name, Angelina. Mr. B? This was the man who was sending me those letters. I wanted to walk away, but I started to get really dizzy. We both saw my drink at the same time, and he smiled. What did he put in my drink? I pushed him away and ran as fast as I could to where my friends were. When I got to them, I hugged them, terrified. But something strange was happening. Their faces started to distort. They were like monsters. I screamed in panic and ran to the bathroom. My friends ran after me, but when I got to the bathroom, I slammed the door in their faces. To tell you the truth, I was really scared, and whatever that psycho gave me made everything terrifying. I wet my face, hoping the hallucinations would go away. But when I finished scrubbing my face, everything was even more horrible. The walls were all bloody. There were pieces of human flesh everywhere, and everything was like a nightmare. Suddenly, one of the bathroom doors opened, and from inside, a horrendous being came out. Some kind of monster with vomit coming out of its mouth was approaching me at high speed. I ran out of the bathroom as fast as I could, and behind it, someone was waiting for me. A deformed version of Brad grabbed me by the hair and threw me against the wall. What's wrong, Angelina? Everything too confusing?
Get away from me!
You know, today you will die, but you will be part of something bigger. Today will be my debut as a serial killer, and everyone will remember me. I'll be bigger than Gacy. I'll be bigger than Manson. With one kick, I managed to kick him away and run back. He didn't do much to catch me. He just walked slowly behind me with a frantic smile. I made it out of the club, but outside, everything was much worse. I ran as far as I could until something I saw, some huge lights that rammed into me.
Miss, are you all right?
She's my girlfriend. I'll take her. She just drank a little too much. I tried to scream, but I was frozen with fear. The psycho was about to grab me, but suddenly my friends arrived.
Angela, are you okay? Where are her friends?
Oh, the boyfriend was about to take her away. Where is he?
Brad was gone.
She doesn't have a boyfriend. Oh, whatever. We'll take care of her.
My friends had saved me. We went to a pizza place, and little by little, I started to feel better. I told them everything that was happening, and they were terrified, promising to take care of me. They took me to my dorm, and I told them I would stay with my roommate so that she could take care of me. When I went in, it was dark, but my roommate was not asleep. I heard little noises coming from her bed, so I thought for sure she was with her boyfriend.
So, you wanted to take the night to study, huh? Go on, don't let me interrupt you guys.
And without them reacting, I fell asleep in bed. Hours later, I opened my eyes and a shadow was standing in front of me. I didn't get to see who it was, but I knew for sure it was my friend's boyfriend.
Dude, can you just go? I had a terrible night.
The man didn't seem to react to what I said. He just kept looking at me. I still couldn't see him, but his eyes seemed to glow in the dark. It was terrifying.
What is your problem? You're creeping me out. Leave!
And without just like that, the man simply walked to the door and left. When I woke up the next day, I went to my friend to tell her everything that had happened to me, and when I saw her, I gave a huge gasp. My friend was in her bed with multiple knife wounds. Blood was everywhere, and on the wall, someone had written something with blood.
I decided to spare your life so you could tell my story. But if you had caught me with your friend yesterday, this would have been you. Mr. B!
I fell to the ground crying and clutching my face. This had all been my fault. I should have known this man had been following me for months. I should have known I wasn't out of danger. And for that, my friend paid. Soon after, Mr. B was caught stalking another girl. Because they linked that case to my friends, he got life in prison. He never became famous, and no one sent him letters as he expected. This psychopath will rot in the house like the rest. Hi, I'm Ross. When I came to this college, I expected my life to take an exciting turn. But little did I know, the moment I stepped into my dorm, my skin shivered. It was the worst dorm in the entire world. The walls were covered with posters and drawings of satanic symbols. There was no doubt that whoever lived here before me was a complete wacko. Somehow, I cleaned the room and managed to get rid of the mess. I was alone as my roommate hadn't arrived till then. After a heavy-duty cleaning, I sat in front of the laptop to watch a movie. I was drinking Kool-Aid when someone knocked on the door. Thinking my roommate is finally here, I opened the door. But there was no one outside. I came back to my seat and began watching the movie. A few minutes went by when I heard the knock again. I got up and opened the door. Once again, there was no one outside. But then, the knock took place for the third time. Someone was knocking on the bathroom door from inside. It's been 4 hours since I entered the dorm. I was pretty sure that no one except me was inside this room. Then, how come is someone knocking from the bathroom? Without thinking much, I opened the bathroom door in one go, and I got chills. There was no one inside the bathroom either. Is this all real? Or just my tired mind playing tricks on me? I brushed it off. It would be best if I just took a shower and went to bed. Maybe all I needed is a little rest. The shower was nice. I was shampooing my hair when my eyes went to the drain pipe. The water was getting clogged. I looked down and saw curled up long red hair stuck on the opening of the pipe. Why is there female hair in a boy's dorm? Well, none of my business. I cleaned it and came out of the shower. It was almost dinner time, so I went to grab a bite. Around 8:30, I came back and was all set to fall asleep. As I opened the door, I got the shock of my life. A girl was sitting on my bed. She had her back face to me. I remember locking the room before I left. How did she get in? Excuse me, I think you're in the wrong dorm. She didn't answer, just sat there. She had red hair and her body was completely drenched. I went to switch on the lights when she spoke.
Don't!
What?
You don't want to see my face.
Suddenly, her head turned back at a 360-degree angle. She had a horrifying burnt face. Just then, I felt a hand on my shoulder and turned back in fear. A boy was standing at the door, looking at me with confused eyes. What's wrong? He asked, and I pointed at the girl sitting on my bed. But where did she go? There was no one in the room except me.
That girl, I swear I saw her!
The boy switched on the lights and got into the room. He placed his bag on the corner bed and said,
Mike, it seems like you don't know anything about this dorm.
I sat down with a blank face. And Mike told me the spookiest story I've ever heard in my entire life. The last student who lived in this dorm used to be a member of the satanic cult. Somehow, he got into all the black magic stuff and ended up luring a girl into his dorm. He asked her on a date, but once she came, he knocked her out and killed her in the bathroom. The cops found her body stabbed 17 times, lying in a pool of blood. The boy hanged himself, dedicating his soul to Satan in this room. The fact that not one, but two disturbing deaths have occurred in this room gave me the goosebumps. I went to bed deciding I will change the dorm tomorrow, but what happened that night altered my course of plans.
Help me! Please open this door! Ross! Ross!
I woke up to the sound of heavy banging from the bathroom, followed by Mike's scream. I rushed to open the door, but couldn't. It was stuck somehow, and no matter how much strength I put, I just couldn't open it. Suddenly, Mike's scream stopped, and everything went silent. By this point, I was super freaked out. I called the warden, and he too tried to open the door, but it seemed like the door was locked from the inside. The cops were called, and when they arrived, the matter has gotten all the attention. Students were gathered outside my dorm. Everyone had one question: is Mike all right? The cops decided to break down the door. Once they did, we got to see a bloody sight. Mike was dead, and it didn't make any sense. He was alone in the bathroom. The door was locked from the inside, then how did he die? He had stab wounds on his body, but there was no murderer or murder weapon found. A rumor started that I killed the boy. People started avoiding me. I wanted to go home, but the cops told me no one is allowed to leave campus until Mike's murder case is solved. That night, I decided to call the girl's spirit using a Ouija board. I was sure that the girl I saw that night is the same girl who was killed in this dorm. I darkened the room and lit a candle. After hours of trying, nothing happened. I was on the verge of losing hope when the lights went out. Suddenly, the bathroom door opened, and before I could react, an unnatural force pulled me inside.
Ah!
My scream faded into the night. I don't remember what happened after that, but 3 days later, I woke up on the hospital bed. I had an injury to the back of my head. The doctors told me after not seeing me in the class, the din came to check on me. He found me unconscious on the bathroom floor. I can't remember a thing from that night, but I certainly feel that something has changed in me. I feel thirsty all the time. I drink water, but end up vomiting instantly. A few moments back, I called out to the nurse and she brought me a glass of juice. I vomited that too. Then suddenly, I noticed her neck. Her veins, full of fresh blood, made my breathing erratic. I don't know why I told her to come closer and check my pulse. The innocent nurse came closer to me, and before I knew it, I was holding her body like prey and sucking blood off her neck. Now she's lying bloodless on the floor. I drank her blood, and it finally quenched my thirst. I'm innocent. I know my story doesn't sound believable, but I'm innocent. I was at my dorm studying. It was late, perhaps past midnight, and I was the only one on my floor. I flipped over a page of my textbook when I heard a loud thud come from outside my window. Turning to investigate, I walked toward my window. Maybe it was some rowdy kids, I thought. But when I looked out the window, there stood an old woman in a hospital gown. Her face was mangled, and there was something otherworldly about her. She motioned me to come closer, and I backed up, grabbing my phone. She laughed at me, staring deep into my soul and making a chill run down my spine. My very breath seemed to be sucked out of me, and everything went black. I saw her staring at me, her eyes glowing with some yellow sheen as I desperately tried to get away from her.
Stay back! Stay back, please!
But I was already too late. Every door and window in my room seemed to be sealed shut. The lady's face disappeared from the window as the outside world seemed to flicker, and then went completely black as if some dark liquid surrounded my dorm. I ran to my door, trying to turn the knob, but it was of no use. I heard frantic banging and the voices of my friends outside the door. A chill filled the room. I turned around desperately and spotted my door. Although it was pitch black at the crack beneath the door, I saw that the handle was loose. I ran toward it, about to throw open the door, but then I heard a knocking.
John, open the door! What's going on in there, man?
Come on, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, hold on a sec.
I backed up from the door, my heart thumping in my chest. I recognized their voices, but they seemed agitated, eager, too excited about me opening the door. Stepping away from the door, I pulled my phone out of my pocket. With trembling fingers, I called my friends.
Hey man, I was wondering where y'all were tonight.
I heard laughter on the other line, and then my friend's voice. We're at a party. Why? My heart stopped. I was certain that it wasn't my friends outside the door. My phone died at that moment, leaving me in darkness with no way to get out. I heard their angry voices outside the door telling me to open it. Open the door, man! This isn't cool!
Dude, you have to stop messing with us!
At that moment, however, I felt a prickle on the back of my neck. I turned around slowly, recoiling with a yelp as I saw her. The old woman stood at the other end of my room, her eyes glowing with the same eerie yellow.
You must find me if you wish to escape.
What are you saying?
You must find me if you wish to escape.
I looked at her in confusion, unsure of what she was talking about. She wanted me to find something, but what? She repeated her sentence until I began to search the room, desperation filling my veins as I tried to find an escape. Then, suddenly, I saw it. A glimpse of something pale and small beneath my roommate's bed. With a growing feeling of dread, I knelt down and pulled the bed covers away. The old woman's dead body lay there, mangled and covered in blood. My throat felt dry and my heart raced. I understood what was happening now. My thoughts were interrupted by my roommate's voice outside.
John, you need to open the door! Now!
Yeah, put it back! Just put it back!
At that moment, the old woman in the blackness outside the window vanished. My face broke into a grin, happiness spreading through my body. It was gone. Those demonic fake friends who were trying to lure me to open the door. The old woman. Everything was gone. Suddenly, however, I realized something. I realized why this old woman's body was in my room, and why it had been calling out to me. The old woman had been murdered, and it must have been my roommates. I felt a chill go down my spine, and I shivered. I'd been living together with them for so long. At that moment, though, I heard a voice outside the door.
Open up, Johnny! The cops know what you did! They're on their way right now!
It was my roommate. I glanced around wildly. How were they there? Weren't they at a party? And then, I realized that they had lied about the party, just like they had hidden the body. I heard them knocking on the door, and I knew I had to get out of there. Quickly, I rushed to the window and climbed out. As I did, however, a bright spotlight followed me. I looked up and saw it was a police helicopter. I was surrounded by cops now, and they had me pinned down on the ground. I'm innocent. That's all I can say. I'm innocent. I know nobody will believe me. They won't believe why my fingerprints were on the body and how I found her, but I can only repeat that I'm innocent. But still, nobody believes me, and I can see my roommates right now, smirking from the sidelines. I know they'll get away with this. It's too late now.